Ms. Cleese, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear me? Perfect. The following statement is delivered on behalf of the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action. This convention is of utmost importance to the work of the United Nations. I want to pledge the support of my organization to this forum and its various expert groups, which are critical to progress in humanitarian and human rights law, and to the protection of civilians. Conflicts around the world continue to cause relentless suffering for millions of girls, boys, women, and men. More than 134 million people are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance, largely due to protracted fighting. Large number of mines, ERWs, and IEDs contaminate rural and urban war zones, maiming and killing more than 7,000 people last year, according to the Landmine Monitor. Yet we're deeply concerned that this remains an underestimated number. The lack and also the denial of access to many conflict zones remain a major cause of underreporting or inaccurate reporting of number of accidents and victims. The increase in the use of IEDs is of great concern to the UN. The UN commends the work conducted within the framework of the CCW, its protocols, and expert groups. The UN will continue to provide expert support to high contracted parties and presidencies. We trust that the coordination of the whole of UN system approach to IEDs under the leadership of UNMAS, requested by the Secretary General, will also constitute a solid contribution. Excellencies, the urban nature of modern conflicts has brought violence and destruction, once reserved for remote battlefields, to the doorsteps of the civilian population. Protecting civilians against the devastating humanitarian impact of urban conflict is a key aspect of the Secretary General's agenda for disarmament, securing our common future. The Secretary General has repeatedly called on parties to conflict to avoid the use in populated areas of explosive weapons with wide area effects. He has also advocated for and committed to support member states in a development of a political declaration, as well as appropriate limitations, common standards, and operational policies in conformity with human rights and IHL. Dear colleagues, the UN also remains supportive of the work done on the humanitarian impact of MOTAPAM. Focus on preventing the humanitarian impact of MOTAPAM should remain a guiding principle for further work. There is a need to continue research, data collection, and reporting on the use and effects of MOTAPAM. There continue to be insufficient information on MOTAPAM incidents. Lastly, on universalization, implementation, and strict compliance with the CCW and its protocols, these are essential. The UN welcomes Mauritius as a new high contracting party to the amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, and invites states who have not yet joined the Convention on CCW and its protocols to do so without delay. The UN also urges all parties affected by conflicts to comply with international humanitarian and human rights law. Lastly, prevention, gender, and the youth agenda should not remain confined to specific forum. The UN would like to stress the importance of integrating gender perspective in all aspects of the work of the high contracting parties. Thank you.